You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, folks, we're back. We're broadcasting live from the Pontchartrain Center here in Kenner for the JEDCO annual luncheon. And many of you maybe have not known that Jefferson Parish has been the beneficiary of having a Jefferson Convention and Visitors Bureau for quite a long period of time. And the president and CEO of that organization, Violet Peters, joins us. Violet, welcome to the show, and it's good to see you again.
I'm excited to be here.
So this is the 25th anniversary of Visit Jefferson Parish. Is that the same life cycle of the Convention Bureau?
Yes, now? Visit Jefferson Parish is our marketing name, if yes. you will. Jefferson Convention and Visitors Bureau is our legal name. So Yes, absolutely. We started in the year 2000.
Oh, really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I kind of thought it was longer than that, but I guess...
Well, you know, tourism has been strong in Jefferson Parish, stronger than a lot of the locals realize since longer than that. But it was the late 90s when the industry realized we really needed to have a significant effort of our own.
An organized effort, right?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what is it? So as we celebrate the 25th anniversary, what does that mean? You know, put some context to that in the impact that it's had on the Jefferson economy.
Well, and I'll tell you that, you know, we are a marketing organization. And so what that means is that for the last really 23 years, when we, you know, it took us a little bit to get some funding, and that funding comes mainly from the visitors. Mm-hmm. You know, our hotel occupancy tax and our hotel assessment fund the vast majority of what we do. So with that marketing effort and the things that we've been able to create, if you will, that's really helped us grow the industry to a $2 billion industry just in Jefferson Parish.
Wow.
Which is significant. It's a significant industry for Jefferson Parish as a whole in our economic sector. It employs over 20,000 jobs. And, you know, those 20,000 jobs, they earn $658 million collectively. And what that means is that we're able to help people not only have their jobs and sustain jobs, but also be able to feed their family and enjoy a quality of life here in Jefferson.
So when we think back to the creation 25 years ago in the year 2000, do we have any idea what the impact of tourism was at that point in time?
I wish I would have pulled that stat.
I'm sure you knew it at one time, because $2 billion is a big number.
It is a huge number. It really is. It's significant. You know, we've got 8,000 hotel rooms and, you know, hundreds and hundreds of restaurants within the industry, not to mention all of the additional, you know, our attractions, the transportation, and the retail. All of that is
and
part of tourism.
And facilities like where we are today.
Exactly.
One on the West Bank, one on the East Bank.
And without facilities like this, we wouldn't be able to get some of those larger groups that have a significant infusion over a short period of time.
Into right. And then you have a lot of meeting spaces in the respective hotels that we have across the parish.
We do. Well. We have several hotels that have a significant amount of meeting space that house, you know, from corporate groups, association meetings, to sporting events even in our hotels.
So when we say that you're, you know, a marketing group, so if you would describe like initiatives that you guys get involved in and how that comes to fruition.
Well, there's two main sectors that we do for marketing, and one is leisure, and that's where we're trying to grow the hotel occupancy and the visitor spend on weekends, because our weekdays for the most of Jefferson Parish, there's some exceptions, our weekdays are our busy season. Tuesday, Wednesday is our peak nights for our hotels, so we're trying to grow occupancy.
It's interesting because I'm sure most people don't believe you when you say
they
that,
don't
right?
Well, you wouldn't know,
right.
You wouldn't know, you know, I started my career in this industry downtown, and so the weekends were our peak,
right.
And when I was worried what kind of business am I going to get out in Jefferson Parish, and my our Jefferson Parish hotels were busier than the hotels that I was at downtown. So that Tuesday, Wednesday is significant for us because of the amount of corporate business that we have and group business that we have from a corporate segment. And so we're trying to grow occupancy in times when we have a slow in occupancy. So that leisure business is what helps, you know, the weekends get stronger of those hotel rooms. And some of the things that we've been able to do and create those specialty programmings include like the Louisiana Oyster Trail, which we did after the BP oil spill, where mm-hmm. seafood safety was in question. It gave us an opportunity.
Big issue.
It gave us an opportunity to kind of share with the rest of the nation that our seafood was safe, but also highlight a jewel in Jefferson Parish that started here, right on our own Dragos and Metairie, the Charboard Oyster. So that Oyster Trail has been one of the most interesting topics for our potential visitors and our visitors. We get a lot of excitement and interest in the Oyster Trail because Louisiana is known for food,
right.
Right? So everybody expects to come here, have amazing food, and gain 5 pounds before they leave, right?
Right.
So that's been very popular. And on the heels of that, you know, the King Cake Capital of the World was identified. You know, Scott Walker even took the time to go and look how many of our king cake makers are in Jefferson Parish. There's more than any other area. So that makes us a king cake capital, and that's something that we can really promote. And visitors love to hear about that. They love to hear about Mardi Gras, about, of course, you know, the king cakes are absolutely delicious, and there's so many different varieties. So it makes it a lot of fun for not only the visitor, but also the locals, right?
That's a nice little tidbit. I did not know that.
Yeah.
The vast majority of king cakes are produced right here in Jefferson Parish.
It's an amazing number. I don't recall the exact number off the top of my head, but it is an amazing number. You can look at it on our visitjeffersonparish.com. We have some information on the King Cake Capital, and that was designated last year is when we started promoting that and really putting that out there for people to know that this is where you come for king cake.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then we've had a few other things like the Snowball Blitz. We've done that 4 years in a row where our snowball stands in Jefferson are offered to be able to put up a specialty snowball. Again, it's one of our unique things in our culture that people in other areas don't necessarily have. So it's a lot of fun for our snowball stands to be able to be creative. And it also gives us an opportunity to promote one of our cultural icons. You know.
And we have a lot of those, too.
We do. Know. And it makes it a lot of fun, you know. I mean, summers are also a time when we're trying to grow occupancy. And you know, snowballs are a great summer treat. And visitors enjoy that, you know.
So a lot of folks don't really grasp the notion of how competitive this business is and, you know, of what y'all are doing. You're really competing against other areas and trying to pique the interest of the traveler, pique the interest of the tourist, and lure them, here? What do you see as the biggest challenge?
It's extremely competitive. The biggest challenge for us, you know, well, first of all, I'll just say that we're really not in competition with the internationally known city of New Orleans, right?
No, but I mean,
we see us as a compliment to that.
Yeah.
But just for everybody to understand, right, that's not our competition. Our competition is exactly what you said. Other regions. We're competing with the Lake Charles, the Lafayettes, the Shreveports in Louisiana and destinations across the country. And the biggest challenge for us is that, you know, we have only been around for 25 years. A lot of destinations have had tourism efforts for, you know, 40, 50 years, and they had funding that was established early on, and where the occupancy tax was established in Jefferson, which is a benefit to the residents because it was established where the occupancy tax is divvied up to help infrastructure in a lot of ways. And so we really were not able to increase it too high because we didn't want to price ourselves out of the market. So which means that our marketing budget is lower than a lot of the other destinations we're competing against.
Right.
And when you're looking at things like the group market, which we haven't talked about yet, that they are able to offer incentives or offer things that kind of price us out, if you will, when we're competing. So what helps us from that perspective is the fact that we are next door to New Orleans, which is great. We love being next door to New Orleans. But sometimes, you know, depending on the group and what their decision is we lose out.
So let's talk more about that at a granular level. So what do you see out there as it relates to visitor spending that's going on? Has anything changed?
As far as visitor spending, you know, some of the top things to do when you're in a destination is shopping. So, you know, and we've got some really great shopping. You know, Lakeside does a great job to get very unique stores to our area. So we see that trend going up. We think as a whole group, you know, we're going to see a little bit of, we've already started to see a little bit of a downturn in group. But and then next year, first quarter, we'll probably see a little bit of that as well. But then we expect it to start to go on the upswing following beginning quarter two, quarter three of next year. What helps us out is the fact that the Westwego Sports Complex is opening early next year.
Yeah, we talked with Cynthia Lee Shang earlier, the parish president, about sports tourism, and I'm sure that y'all are embedded in that.
Absolutely. It's our top group market. We've got a lot of infrastructure that Westwego Sports Complex really kind of changes the game for us because of, you know, working with the parish president and the council, the fact that they brought in a management team of Bayou Nation, of the way they operate, is a complete game changer. It's a game changer for our destination. We've already got 30 pieces of business, 30 events booked with visitor room nights, with overnight room nights. And that's the benefit for facilities and venues like that, right? That's what this was built to do. It was built to house events that are going to bring in overnight rooms, because that not only gives you the hotel spend, but it gives you all of the additional spending that goes along with it. So yeah, it's significant.
And that, what do you see as the potential of that? I mean,
I'll tell you, I've been so excited to see how it's been going so far. And it hasn't even opened yet. We've got so many things on the book. Kudos to Andy and Wally and Randall on my team. They've been working very close to be able to try to close every piece that they could potentially bid on. We've had some people coming in to site it. And when one group came in, sited it, didn't even go to their next site. They said, we're in here. And that. So what I see with that event is not only that it's a brand new facility, it's been thought through to hopefully grow the number of fields. But it's got a number of fields now, hopefully will grow down the road. Because once you grow those fields, it gives us a bigger opportunity to compete with those destinations that have a significant number of fields in one spot. That's the challenge, Noel, is that we're dealing with people who they don't want to piecemeal the venues all over and having their tournament people go from, you know, 20 minutes here to 20 minutes there. And then there's a lot of destinations now that have all of these fields in one location.
And has there been the ability to create some synergy between the field, TPC, And obviously the go-karts across the street.
There actually has been,
within walking distance almost of that facility,
yeah,
you can play on one of the finest golf courses in the area. You know, you can...
There's also right down the road, also swamp tours. And so that's one of our top things that people do when they come to our destination are swamp tours. So there's definitely some collaboration that has already been working with that is between the facility and the those attractions, but definitely the opportunity there is to grow that spend.
Yeah.
And
well, that's the thing. The tide rises for everyone, right?
Exactly.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Exactly. And when those hotels, you know, going back to the infrastructure of, or rather the hotel occupancy tax, that is broken down to help the infrastructure. It really lifts a lot of the, not a lot, but the full burden.
Let us get to a break because I want to talk about y'all's partnership with JEDCO when we come back. So we'll be right back. We're visiting, Violet Peters, Jefferson Convention and Visitors Bureau. I always get that wrong. She's the president there. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Violet Peters, Jefferson Convention and Visitors Bureau President and CEO. And I just stepped on the oyster trail and had some of the off-bottom oysters that are here, Violet.
Yes. Aren't they delicious?
They're so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, can't get enough of them for sure. But I wanted to talk briefly with the few minutes we have left about the collaborative effort between what you guys do and JEDCO.
Well, you know, tourism is economic development. Mm-hmm. So it makes a lot of sense for us to work close together. You know, as we talked about a few minutes ago, tourism is a major part of our economy here in Jefferson Parish. So it makes a lot of sense for us to collaborate on things. And things such as the Oyster Trail and the Grand Isle Oysters are a perfect collaboration because our Oyster Trail celebrates Louisiana oysters. This is cutting edge. The fact that it was created in Grand Isle is huge. It gives us opportunity to share with the rest of the world what's being created in Grand Isle and how delicious they are.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you enjoyed them.
No, absolutely.
Yes.
They're great. You know, as you pointed out, a lot of people don't realize that tourism, hospitality is economic development.
Right. That's exactly right. Because we are trying to get people to come in and not only spend their money, but really experience Jefferson Parish, experience things like the Oyster Trail, the off-bottom oysters, and that gives them that what they're craving, right? That's one of the big trends we've seen change over the last few years is an experience. They want to come in and live like a local for a couple of days,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And so that translates into them not only spending dollars here, generating an economic impact here, but it also means that they go back and they tell all their friends.
Yeah.
And then their friends want to come back. And so, you know, that collaboration with JEDCO, not only with the Oyster Trail, you know, we were able to collaborate with them with the Bicentennial, and we partnered with them on a passport that was something that visitors could come in along with locals and experience things that discounts at our restaurants, our attractions, and things to celebrate our 200 years.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations, the 25th anniversary of Visit Jefferson Parish.
Thank you.
Violet Peters, the Jefferson Convention and Visitors Bureau President and CEO.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and happy holidays to you. We will be right back and check in with Scoot to see what he has coming your way. Stay with us.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.